Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Frankie, and you're listening to My Supernatural Life. We have Mr. Anthony on the line with us tonight. Hi, Mr. Anthony.
Hi, Frankie. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Doing great. It's been fun.
Good.
I've been working. On my screenplay.
Really?
And the name. The name of my screenplay is Little Frankie and the Imperials. About a group from L.A., they're a singing group, and they're trying to make it big.
Everybody's trying to make it big. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Little Frankie and the Imperials.
I remember the Imperials, but I don't remember if it was Little Frankie. Was it Little Frankie and the Imperials?
Well, this
anyway.
Is like a whole new genre of women singers.
All righty. Well, that's good to know that you're writing and going for your big break. So
that's right, going for the big break and the big picture.
That's right. But by day and by night, right now, you're an amazing astrologer and intuitive. And
thank
I know
you.
That you give us updates on, you know, I know just so that everybody knows who's listening. I mean, he's been so accurate and amazing in the readings that I've had and with a lot of people that have called in and, you know, sent me feedback about, wow, he was so spot on about this or that. And, you know, I know that you, you know, astrology, you use it as a tool, but I also know that you're highly gifted and, you know, intuitively. So what is going on? I guess we'll get our astrological update so we know what's going on in our lives, and then we'll take some calls. We have a couple callers already on the switchboard, so that's awesome.
Great. So we just had the full moon this past Monday, June 20th, and the next new moon, boys and girls, will be on July 4th, Monday. So new moon, there's going to be a new moon in Cancer. So what's a new moon? It means moonless moon. You don't see the moon. Dark of the moon. Black of the moon. So you have a sun-moon conjunction in Cancer. So the moon is hiding behind the sun. So it's a new beginnings in the sign of Cancer. And we also have, we have a bunch of signs in Cancer, actually. We have sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, all in Cancer. So what does that mean? It means the new beginnings for people who are born under the sign of Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Virgo, Libra, Taurus. So what all that means is new beginnings for relationships, for love, romance, for getting pregnant. So all the above,
oh,
commitment. Are you ready for that, Frankie? Are you ready for commitment?
Am I?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Are you talking
to me?
Well, there's nobody up here. Are you talking to me?
Well, you know, I just saw a Robert De Niro film a little earlier, so I'm saying, you talking to me?
That was him, right?
Yeah. You know what? Yes. You know, commitment's awesome. There's a lot. Commitment's great. I'm ready.
You're committed to being committed.
I'm committed. Yes, I'm committed to being committed.
And we're not talking about the other commitment, are we?
What commitment?
We're not talking about Camarillo Hospital as far as being committed, right?
You know, that's Cal State Channel Islands now. It's a new school. It's all brand new.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah,
so that means,
it is.
That means you are committed.
I am. Then just a little bit away from commitment because it's not far from me.
It's real close. So we have a lot of signs in Cancer. So Cancer means a home life, but it also means if you're a water sign, if you're Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. So that means things will be manifesting or taking place in the next 30 days. So the new moon is a new beginning for a lot of people. So it's all the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. You're also looking at people born under the sign of Leo, Virgo, Gemini, Taurus, and Libra. And then we still have Mars is still retrograde right now in Scorpio. So a lot of people ask me if that's good or bad. Well, it basically means to reassess, reevaluate your plan of action if you're a Scorpio, Pisces, or Cancer. And then we still have Jupiter and Virgo. So Jupiter means good luck. So if you're a Virgo, if you're an Earth sign Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, it's good luck for growth and expansion with career for the month of July, the month of August, and then the month of September. And then Jupiter, the god of good luck, was in the Libra September 2016. So you're lucky where if you're an Earth sign Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, things will be expanding from September 2016 all the way to September 2017. So it's going to be a long one right there. So
wow.
Basically, you're getting out of the full moon right now to the new moon for July 4th, which is new beginnings and birth of a new cycle. And then right now we have an Aquarian moon right now. So that means all the Aquarians out there in La La Land and all over the world are going through a new beginning if you're an Aquarius person.
Wow, that just seems like all good news. I always say you're the smart guy with good news. You always have good news. And
thank you. So, good news for modern man and woman.
Yes, exactly.
And whoever.
So awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I guess if anybody's listening and you want some insight to how all of this affects you personally, and if you have a question for Mr. Anthony or for myself, you know, he's the intuitive, and I kind of come in with some more earthly insights to things. So our phone number is 215-383-3689. Okay. So great. Well, I guess, do you want to start taking calls?
Sure. Let's do that from all our friends from all over the world.
Yes, I know. I love hearing from people calling all over the world. So
isn't it great?
We're going to take this call from area code 207.
Hello, this is Tom. I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Tom from Maine.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Do you need my birth date?
Yes, yes, sir.
Out? Yes, it's January 27th, 1959 at 11:52 a.m., in Queens, New York.
Mm.
How's the weather in Maine?
Yeah, the same. It doesn't change too much.
The same, huh?
Yeah, it's cool out.
So 1/27/59, Tom, you were born on a Tuesday.
Yes.
What is your question, sir?
I just wanted to know if anything jumps out of my astrological data there.
What's really jumping out here is growth and expansion of your career or your business. Are you self-employed yet?
No, I'm not. I used to be.
So what are you doing now?
I'm preparing to move.
Okay. Have you been wanting to move since April?
I've been wanting to move for the last 11 years.
Okay. Where are you going to move to?
I'm just going south, maybe PA or New York.
Okay. Okay, what I'm seeing, it's a good time for the move there, Tom. After July 4th, there could be a delay of moving through August of this year.
Okay.
Possible delay, but I'm seeing the move will be taking place. And I'm also seeing a move there, looks like somewhere near the forest or near water. Or a lake or something like that.
Oh, that would be nice. Around September or the fall, maybe?
I would say definitely with the energy coming up, with the possible delays at least through September, October of this year, correct?
Wow.
That's a good move for you.
I guess I kind of feel it, you know?
Yeah, so you're going to start your own business over there when you move south from Maine?
That would be nice. I definitely have it in me. I just
have the ability.
Yes, I haven't done it in a while. Not since I'm in Maine.
So whenever you make the move or wherever you end up, I'm definitely seeing like it's going to be a good move. The only thing I'm seeing possible delays, but if you have patience, then you're okay.
Oh, that sounds really nice. I like that. How about a love life?
Did you have a breakup with anybody?
Yes, I did.
Have you gotten over that relationship?
That's a tough question.
Well, what I'm feeling is that you still have some emotions left from that relationship. And there's an opportunity to reunite in the month of July and August.
It was a very long relationship, half my life.
So I'm still seeing that there is a big opportunity to reunite in the next 2 months. It's not a done deal yet.
Okay.
So good luck, Tom.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Let us know how it goes, okay? And how do you feel about the reuniting?
It feels good. It feels good.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, keep us informed, okay? Thanks for calling.
I will. I have your number, and I followed you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
That's all good news. You know, I just want to let people know that if they want to get a hold of you for a full reading, which is awesome and very beneficial and lasts a long time, as far as I'm concerned, because you give a lot of information. And
thank you.
Why don't you give your information so in case anybody listening wants to contact you?
So if you want to contact Mr. Anthony for an in-depth personal reading, you can email Mr. Anthony at MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. That's Mr. Anthony, one word, astrology@gmail.com. Or you can call or text Mr. Anthony at my mobile phone, the Mr. Anthony mobile bat phone, 661 area code, 492-0065. You can call or text anytime. And by the way, people have been asking me a lot about energy blessings. And if you live in Southern California, they also do energy blessings or cleansings for apartments, homes, warehouses, garages, you name it, attics, all that. You cleanse the energy of your home. Well, if you want to do a girls' night out here in Southern California, it's 1-area code 492-0065 or email Mr. Anthony at Mr. Anthony Astrology. @gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, great. Let's see. We're going to take another call from area code 630. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine.
Good.
How are you?
Good. My name is Jenna. And I know
Hi,
you
Jenna.
Need my birthday. Hi.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Jenna?
I'm calling from Temecula, California.
Okay. And your birthday is
10/26/84.
Okay.
Have you called before, Jenna?
Not that I know of, no. Possibly.
Way back when, during the pyramid. A long time
What's
ago,
your...
gee. What's your question,
yeah.
Jenna?
My question was in the area of love. There's somebody I have on my mind that I'm just trying to figure out where to go with this person.
Okay, is this person, have you known this person for a long time?
No, just since January.
Of this year, okay. Okay, what I'm seeing with this person is that this person is going through a maturity timeline for the next, and you'll know if it's going to go anywhere between now and the middle of next month or late next month. What about you, Jenna? Did you have a breakup with somebody?
Yeah, I've had several breakups, and this year has been a little bit of a whirlwind for me in the area of love.
Are you in contact with any of these people, or are they all gone for good?
Might have gone for good, but I still am in contact with some of them.
Okay, you know,
not continuously, but
the main thing that's grabbing me is that you can get pregnant in the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get pregnant?
Oh, pregnant?
Yeah.
No, not in the next 3 months. No.
Right. So what I'm seeing is that the universe with these relationships didn't last because you could have gotten pregnant with one of these people, but the timing is not good for you right now because what I'm seeing is your main focus is career. Are you happy with your career?
I'm actually working on that right now. Not 100%, but I'm working to make things better.
So you want to be self-employed?
That's probably like a long-term goal right now. It's just doing what I'm doing. And
so the main thing right now is focus on career. You want to do something? Are you thinking about going back to school, taking classes?
I have been thinking about that, yes.
Okay, good. So the main thing I'm seeing right now is focus on the career thing. We're going to school because what I'm seeing is focus on the school thing and employment, and you meet new people through those avenues. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But either way, with this other guy you're talking about, kind of seeing that he may not be ready right now for a commitment right now.
Okay.
But if you focus on the career thing, that'll be taken off. Do you have two kids right now?
No, I haven't. Or, I don't have any kids. No, I'm single and childless.
Okay, did these other people have kids in their lives?
No.
They have no kids? Okay. So just be aware as far as career, the next 3 months, you're going through a career phase. Of meeting. It's going to be a combination of meeting new people through work and also online if you take classes or in person. And kind of seeing you meet somebody who's involved in business, or it could be like a man comes romantic. It's all the above there. But I'm still seeing with this other guy that you're talking about that he'll be back in your life like next month. And he may not be ready for commitment though. So what is your take on this, Frankie?
My take is I always say do you. You know, do you. Focus on you, what you love. If you want to go to school, do it. It's the best thing. One of the best things I ever did for myself was to go back, and I'm in it right now, and I love it. Because it's for me, and no one can take it from me. Other things are subjective, you know, work, job, clients, you know, relationships. But when it comes to your education, you go, you earn it, it's done, you know. So there's a lot of self, confidence, and there's a lot of benefits that I don't, you know, want to get into right now. But I always tell you know, people who are, you know, wanting, it sounds like you want a relationship, you're interested in this guy, you know, a man will show up and, you know, you always know where your relationship's going with a man who has intentions with you, okay? That's just how men roll. They're like, I want to see you, I want to do that, whatever. And you've probably had that experience before in previous relationships where, you know, the guy was like, hey, you know what, I want to take this further, whatever that was. And if that's not there yet, trust your gut. It's not there yet, okay? Just trust your instincts. Take care of yourself. Do not, I always say this, I know I'm a broken record, do not be intimate with anybody. That is your power, okay? Until somebody is committed to you, until somebody says, we're doing this, this is a long-term thing, you've hung out for a few months, he's your friend, he knows your life, he knows you're ugly, you know, and he still wants you, that's the guy, okay? So you do you. That's my take, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it.
I'm just going to say this, too, you know, you're a catch. You're smart, you're articulate, you sound, you know, pretty easygoing in a way, like, you know, and interesting. And, you know, you don't have children, and you don't, it doesn't sound like you have a lot of baggage that comes along. Not that children are baggage at all, because, you know, I've been a single mom. I'm a professional single mom, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're the perfect version of you that is the perfect match for someone, okay?
Yeah.
So whatever it is you're thinking, oh, I should have this, or by now this, or maybe I'm not enough of this or too much of that, let all that go. Let it go. You're perfect, okay? There's a guy out there that's like, oh, my God, he's going to see you and go, oh, my God, there she is. That's it. There. So, all right.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay,
right,
let us know how it
Take
goes.
Care.
Okay, thanks.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and another thing I tell people that are single, you know, enjoy it, because when you're with somebody and you have a life partner, then your single life is over. And there's certain responsibilities that come along with being in a partnership. And they have, and it's great benefits, right, to be with somebody and to have somebody and to love somebody. And there's great benefits to being single as well. So once that's over, it's over, you know. So, you know, and then you'll meet somebody, hopefully, that likes to, you know, eat ice cream out of the carton, if that's what you like, you know, and you don't have to hide from. But, anyway, all right, well, yeah, we have another caller, so I guess we'll just jump in. Let's see. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Anthony. Hi, Frankie Girl. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
hi, well, thanks for calling.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you. Is it all right if I get, like, just a check in with you to find out what's going on with the Scorpio guy and the Gemini guy and me? I still haven't heard from neither one of them.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
Did
you call last week?
Yeah, this is Tanika. I spoke to Ms. Anthony off air. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Tanika right. from New York. You're a New Yorker, right?
That's right.
9378, correct, Tanika?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have questions regarding?
The Scorpio guy whose name starts with an A, and also the Gemini guy. Just wanted to know what's going on with them. I haven't heard from them yet still, and just wanted to know what's going on with them and me.
Let's take a look. So you know you're a Virgo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a good worker, hard worker,
mm-hmm.
and you love relationships. You know what? What I've seen with that Gemini guy, but also the Scorpio guy, I'm seeing over the next 4 weeks more contact with the Scorpio guy. But it's going to be in a sudden way, and the Gemini guy, I'm still seeing there, either they visit you at your store where you work, but there's something coming up there where things come up in a sudden way. And, you know, I'm also seeing the thing with the work thing with the manager. There could be like a change there or transfer in the next couple of months with that manager person that you really love and really like with all your heart.
Oh, okay.
There could be some changes there with that. Because there's some issues going on there, correct? Tanika?
Yeah, she just solved the big one today, and I hope that she's staying because she seems like she really has my back. I like her.
And then there was another manager there who was giving you problems, correct?
Yeah, there was a woman that was my coworker that was giving me problems, and today she is no longer there.
So what I'm seeing energetically is kind of like it's a new beginning for you after July 4th with this new moon coming up, new beginnings for you, but it's going to be, what I'm seeing for you personally, it's going to be like new beginnings on the home front where things become more peaceful. And I'm also seeing once things settle down there at the career front, that you'd be more settled down there, and then you can make a move, physical move, from where you live now in the next 3 to 6 months with that.
Right, like we talked about.
Yeah, so basically the main thing for the next 4 weeks is focus on your emotional well-being, your food and diet, and then whatever free time you have. You can do some meditation, anything with yoga. That would help you in the next 4 weeks for you personally, Tanika.
Okay.
What is your advice, Frankie?
It's the same thing, you know, do you. Focus on you. I'm glad that things worked out at work. I know that was challenging there for you for a while. So that's really good. You know, and sometimes certain things in our life have to work out and get cleared up before, you know, another thing can come in. So I'm glad that you focused on that and that resulted itself. You know, I always say just, you know, go out, you know, keep yourself open, be dating, go to things you love, hang out with your friends, people that make you happy. Surround yourself with people that love you and think highly of you, because that'll be a match for, that's a certain level of living that people will be drawn to. That's a match at that level, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm also seeing too, Janika, somebody brand new coming in July and August. I'm seeing the initial like M, like Michael, or like T, or Tom, or something like that. Initial J, or James, or initial P, like Paul. So I'm seeing some new guy energy coming in, and if you're neutral, you can make some new contacts that way. It could be romantic, or it could be visible later for a job lead in the next 2 months.
Okay.
Well, good luck, Janika. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
And we love you too. We love you with all our heart.
Thank you. Love you guys so much. I'll be here next Thursday too. I love you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Janika.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Well, that's nice that people love us and our show and check in.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Regularly.
Yeah.
It is great. It's awesome. You know, we do this to, you know, to help people and just to kind of be of service. It's fun, obviously. I know I coach people professionally. I have people who I just, you know, they call me even if I don't coach them anymore. You know, thank you, I love you, my life's really turned out. But they take the coaching, so it's kind of like hiring a trainer or being in, you know, so that you can compete for the Olympics and then not doing the work, right? You've got to do the work to have that champion lifestyle. And so, you know, Mr. Anthony, of course, you do what you do, and you do it so awesome.
Thank you. So I was wondering, when you do your coaching, do you wear like a referee suit, like in basketball? Or a little whistle around your neck.
I have a whistle. I do have. No. You know, I think coaching is mostly listening. Because everybody's different. Everybody wants something different. And there's plenty for everybody. There's plenty of money, plenty of, you know, good men and women out there. There's beautiful homes. There's plenty. And the good thing is that everybody wants what they want. It's all individual. I don't have like a, you know, this is my 5-step plan. I don't have that. I listen for what people are committed to having. And then I coach the commitment, not the thing that breaks that is the barrier. I don't coach the barrier. I don't coach people's, you know, kind of old bad habits. I don't coach your bad habits. I coach the commitment, and that's how people get what they want out of life, you know, and I love it. I love it. I have my own coaches, and, you know, in a way, you're kind of one of them. You know, you give also good insights and stuff, so it's nice to surround yourself with people who are interested in you winning. So anyway, wow, this half hour just flew by. We got like, you know, 30 seconds to say goodbye. So
already
we will
that
do
sure
that.
Went by fast, Frank. So thank you for having me on the show. As always, it's a pleasure, Frankie. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll be back next week, everybody. Thank you for listening. And
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.